Now, what do we know about Joe Jordan?
Well, I guess if nothing else, it's always exciting that we might have another Red Sox fan somewhere in the White House complex.
That never hurts.
You know, the interesting thing is, you know, coming from the Small Business Administration, it would be easy for people to conclude that, you know, maybe this is just part of the president's campaign initiative to try to reach out and mobilize the small business community. But I don't really think that that's necessarily what anyone should expect here. I think the bigger issue that we all have to try to figure out, and I don't think anyone necessarily has control over it, the real question is whether he's actually going to be confirmed either before the election or in time to make a difference. It's not necessarily clear that the Senate is going to turn their attention to this, and actually I think a fair number of people were surprised that the administration put the nomination forward at this time, so we'll have to wait and see.
Sorry, go ahead, Tom.
I was going to say that under the predecessor, Dan Gordon, there were a lot of initiatives in procurement, such as defining what is inherently governmental and a lot of different approaches in small business contracting, the whole issue of how many GWACs there should be, government-wide acquisition contracts. So there's a lot to implement and get finished and chew and digest.
Absolutely. And frankly, I mean, the career staff there has been relatively stable. I mean, the people there were there and they went extended periods in the previous administration without an administrator. And we shouldn't forget that Dan Gordon himself wasn't basically there until almost a year after the election. So I think that they're fully capable to implement. You know, the real question is whether they're going to be looking at something new or different. I mean, there are plenty of good initiatives that Dan Gordon got going, and obviously to the extent that we brought him here, we're a big fan. But, you know, if whether the staff or a new administrator focuses on the acquisition workforce, I think that everybody thinks that's a really significant issue. And I don't think that there's much question that we need to continue to recruit and train and motivate and ultimately retain the most qualified people we can get in the acquisition workforce. But the big question is going to be, with the budget cuts that we know are coming, will once again history repeat itself and what everyone calls overhead will be the first to go, and we may lose our momentum in trying to rebuild the acquisition workforce, and I think that would be a real shame.
And Steve, as far as confirmation or non-confirmation in the Senate, is the concern from your point of view that this is going to get bogged down in politics and policy disagreements, or just that the Senate is not going to bother taking it up?
I'm not sure I see that this is a particularly political issue. I think it's much more of the bogged down issue. The question is, does anybody want to take this on when everyone's attention is already turning towards the campaign? I mean, I think that if we look at what the administration did in the 11 months before Dan was there as the OFPP administrator, this administration was not hesitant to be active with a procurement agenda. We had multiple executive orders almost immediately after the inauguration. We had the original memo on government contracting where the president rolled out most of the pro-union policies that would dominate the acquisition landscape during this administration. So I don't necessarily see that it's imperative that you have this person out there. Frankly, if we look back, the most successful administrators at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy have been the people who have reached out to the acquisition community and they've engaged with and they've won the confidence and support of the acquisition community. Whether Joe Jordan needs to have the title to do that or whether he can just go out there and engage with the professionals, the best administrators are the ones that empower and get the acquisition workforce focused on getting value for the government customer, focusing on customer satisfaction, and frankly, assist in slowing down whatever administration is from simply adding to more rules, adding to cost drivers, and making the system more complex and not necessarily improving it in the long run.
We're speaking with Stephen Schooner, a professor of government procurement law and co-director of the Government Procurement Law Program at George Washington University. Now, Leslie Fields has been acting in that job,
Sure.
And she has done this before, and
right.
She knows her way around the bureaucracy pretty well, so it could be that a lot of implementation could get done possibly without having someone confirmed at the top.
Right, and the number of pending things they need to implement is remarkable. I mean, let's not lose sight. One of the mantras that Dan used to use that I thought was really good is that, as many people agree, the acquisition system we have is not fundamentally flawed. We have more than enough rules and more than enough regulations. And our biggest challenges have been with regard to implementation. It's about trying to make sure that we have enough people with the appropriate training and the time and energy to make good business decisions. Those kinds of things, I'm not sure we necessarily need any more activity in terms of having a political in charge of the office. But frankly, OFPP is always understaffed, and if they bring in more people with enthusiasm to lead that charge, I think that's a great thing.
You mentioned the workforce. I think everybody kind of agrees that's job one. What else do you see as maybe the big two or three other priorities for the office at this moment, regardless of who the occupant is?
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. This is where the change in direction makes all the difference. So, for example, Dan did a great job putting the Mythbusters campaign out there, basically getting people to think about the authorities they already had. I think some of the initiatives they had with regard to strategic sourcing, having the government try to capitalize on economies of scale, those are really good issues. Where I think that a new administrator could also provide terrific value is to try to ratchet down the toxic environment that we have currently between at least political Washington and the contractor community, and it's something that's always affair during a campaign. The people who are listening to this show know, just like you learned in kindergarten, that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and realistically, rather than running around banging the drum that we need to suspend and debar more contractors or we need to prosecute more people and send more people to jail, what we really need to do is invest in the kind of people who are going to make good business deals for the government customer. And if we could just get Congress to focus a little bit more on empowering the people to make good business decisions rather than running around looking for the people who have made the mistakes, punish them and turn them into examples and the kind of things that they can rant about on the campaign stump, I think would really be moving the needle in the right direction.
I guess that's getting rid of a pound of cure letters, maybe.
That's actually a pretty good line.